Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm here in the studio today in this angelic energy. You can probably hear it in my voice. I am not wearing makeup today, like tinting moisturizer, because we are about to do something so moving and I'll probably cry. I'm sitting with one of the most angelic healing souls that I've ever met. I've known her for a while now. And in fact, I've known her work for even longer. Aria Lorenz is one of the top healers and spiritual guides and gurus on planet Earth. She is somebody who has transformed the lives of millions of people through her meditations, through her healing. She's somebody who brings energy and joy to the world. She has the most amazing program. You've probably seen her on Mind Valley. You've probably seen one of her meditations on YouTube, Mind Valley, and all over the place. I'm so excited to bring you this guest today so that you can heal your life. You can heal your wounds. You can heal your trauma. You can heal your emotional things that are inside of you. And maybe there's an ailment in your body you want to heal. Welcome to the show, my beautiful friend, Aria Lorenz.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Thank you for such a beautiful welcome.
Thank you for coming. Your eyes literally light up. Like, if anyone is watching right now, and if you're not, go to YouTube and see this. Your eyes sparkle. Like, I feel this energy about you, which not many people hold. And it's almost of another planet. But I felt that when I first, you know, I said to you, where are you from? You don't feel like you're from one country. You feel like you're omnipresent, like you're a vibration. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm literally a presence. I'm a presence here to serve. And it feels like the world is my living room. You know, I have clients on all continents. I don't feel any difference between countries, between people, between denominations, colors. It's maybe you're feeling that, you know. To me, it's really about living the oneness that we know about in a way that we can add to everybody's life a little bit more, you know.
So beautiful. You are so healing. And in fact, your meditation on the healing lily pads that you do, this is metaphorically speaking, the lily pad meditation for healing. Oh my goodness. I did that years ago. And I did it repetitively every day until I healed. And I healed.
Yeah.
I healed my body. I was going through an autoimmune disease. And you healed me, because there's words in it that you say, and that's why I'm so excited to do the meditation with you today. You say things like, for anybody who is listening now, for all those who have already listened and all those who will listen, we're going to send love and energy to them. And that is in your own words. And that is such a powerful thing, because I felt like we're not in any time and space right now. We're just in time and space. And it's the energetic movement and the feeling. How do you create these meditations?
It comes through me. So it's really everybody's listening. You have that power coming through you.
Yeah.
Everybody has that. And so we direct energy. And we direct energy two ways. We direct energy with our attention. That directs the path of the energy, where the energy goes. And we direct energy with our intention. That directs the quality of energy we're summoning. Yeah. So if we are using our intention and our attention, then we're directing energy in a certain way that matches our intention. And we can know this and we can make use of this. And really what I'm doing in these meditations is twofold. I'm guiding people to do exactly that. Like when you heard me, you know, I was guiding you to do that. I was guiding you to direct your attention and to set an intention for the healing. Mm-hmm. So then you did already what you needed to do in order to align your energy. And then the next thing is these meditations, and we'll experience it today, they're encoded with the energy and the wisdom of the higher realms. So they are little other light beings like angels that I summon, and they come and they're present. And they are present in this meditation. So as soon as you hear my voice, they'll come into your living room.
Wow.
So you're not alone and you're receiving that healing.
This is so powerful. You also helped me know about angels. I'd never really understood until years ago when I did your meditation. And I was like, this is incredible. We have these healing energies, but they are angels around us we can call on, like Raphael for healing, Archangel Jophiel, Gabriel. I remember them only because of you and your meditation. And you can tap into which one is your angel. And oh my goodness. So, okay, tell me a bit about what it is that you do with someone and how they can do it too for healing.
Yeah, I love that. What I do with people is I literally ask for the perfect harmony for them. Now, the perfect harmony for you is something different than for somebody else and something different for another person. The harmony itself is always the same because there's a harmonic structure and a disharmonic structure. Harmony means there's synchronicity, that's health enhancing, that's health supportive. It's supportive of your mission in general. That's the same in general. But the specific harmony for you is different than what somebody else needs because you have a different purpose in life.
Wow.
You have a different background, right? So I'll ask for the perfect harmony for this person that's listening and sitting in front of me. And then I move myself out of the way enough so that God, source, however you want to call it, the energy can move through me so it actually happens. But you don't necessarily need to be in the same room with the person for that. I do distant healing, right? Now that's how you can also get healed through listening to a meditation that is done because it's encoded with my voice, which literally I'm not the healer. God is the healer that moves through me. But my voice is the conduit. And therefore, if you're listening to my voice, that conduit brings that energy into your living room. You use your attention and intention. And the more you do that, the more powerfully present you are, the more power comes through this.
Wow.
Yeah. So you, the person who's experiencing this, if you guys are experiencing this later with us, you will feel this and your attention will make a huge difference. And so that's how we can use healing over distance and with meditations. And if we need something very strong, of course, then we'll do something in person or over the phone.
Yeah.
But this is already a powerful, powerful tool.
Wow, I love it. So how did you find out that you were a healer? When did you wake up one day or were you just always awake? What happened?
Well, I went through some really struggling times as a child and as a teenager. And in fact, I went through a really, really dark phase where I negated everything. As a child, I had already felt energy. I could see energy. Everybody would call me angel all the time. And I came to that time in my life where I felt angel, I don't want to be called that. This is like a, what do you call it? Schimpfwort in English. It's a curse, you know, it's just a bad word, right? And so I wanted to be unangeled. Everything's going to come away that has to do with angels. And I went through this whole dark phase. And in that dark phase, I negated everything energetically. I negated all the things that are maybe invisible. And I thought, maybe that's the truth, you know? But what happened with that and why this happened was because I had one death after the next.
Mm.
And I went with so many deaths. First, when I was little, my father died when I was two on my mom's birthday. Then, you know, it continued. We had a grandfather died in a tragic way when I was 12 who came to help us, to be with us. Every time there was something positively building, that person would be taken away. I was in love with one of the kids at school. I was, I think, 12, and he was 16. He died in a car accident, in a motorcycle accident. And so then it came to a place where I was in love with my first love and was so over the top in love. And this guy died in a car accident. So I went through death after death after death. And every time it was at a time when I thought something beautiful is about to happen. So eventually I thought, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that actually doesn't want your beautiful stuff. They're just harvesting your pre-joy and then they just smash you in the face. And I became very negative.
I can't even imagine you negative. You're the most positive person I've ever met.
Well, thank God I went through this because now I can help people who are in a different phase.
What happened though next? So you were in this negative, so you started to become negative and then what?
It was so negative. I went to Israel for au pair, you know, so yeah, I wanted to be au pair for a year. Went to Israel, got a friend from England and learned to speak English. Would you like a cup of coffee? And so
she says as she sits with a Brit. Oh my God, that's so good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Great accent.
I loved it so much. And then she literally died that night. She got suffocated by a candle that she left on. And I came in the morning and I saw the hands.
What do you mean is suffocated?
Well, the candle was left on. It burnt down a radio player. And the radio player, the black fumes went into the house and they poisoned her.
Right. Oh my God.
And so that's when I'm like, okay, forget it, God. You know, I'm over it. And I went into this dark phase of meditation, went deeply depressed, went into deep depression. And was so depressed that my last friend came to me and she said, I'm sorry, I will not visit you anymore. I cannot handle your feelings.
I can't even imagine this. Then what happened?
Well, then after I lost everything, I lost my friends, I lost everybody that I loved, and I lost my health. I couldn't be walking anymore. I had no energy. I realized I have a strong mind, you know, and I realized, you know, this is not working either. What you're doing is you're trying to punish this, what you think God up there, that's mean, by not doing life, and you're really punishing yourself. And so I said, I'm going to switch it. I'm just going to become positive. I'll remember all my stuff from childhood. And I'm just giving it a try. I wasn't believing any of that. It was a scientific experiment. I'm going to scientifically experiment what happens if I become positive. And so I went positive, positive thoughts, positive pictures. I learned how to tune my brain into positivity. I trained it at night. I trained it during the day. I had to do everything to get out of that. Because literally the doctor said I have to go to the hospital and take medicine. And so I did, no moment of my life was negative. I inundated myself with positivity, with all kinds of tools. Learned to go to my higher self. Contacted my higher self and loaded down what I need to do in order to have positive energy.
Wow.
And boom, everything changed. My friends came back, my body came back, I felt good. And then my mom got cancer and she was gonna die. And I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do with this?
It was a test.
A complete test. And my mom quit my job, I said, I'm taking care of her. And I was with her and she said to me, you can connect with the other side. You do not have to lose me. You just need to learn how to connect with the other side. Why do you think all these people are dying in your life? Not so you're devastated. They're giving you a bridge.
Wow.
They're beckoning you. And I'm going to do this with you. We're going to train right now. We trained for a whole year to work in the invisible realm, to get our brains attuned so I could talk with her when she dies.
That is so powerful.
And I also learned to touch her body and I could feel where the meridians are. I could feel her energy centers, which I didn't know anything about at the time. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can just put energy into that center, take energy out here because this is imbalanced. And she felt better. So during this whole time, I was her pain medicine.
Mm.
Anytime she was in pain, I put my hands on her, pain was gone.
Well, the other night, even when I was with you, you put your hands on my body and I had a rash at the time, which was something in autoimmune that flares up on my body every now and then. It's the worst time, it lasted for 1 year. Oh my God. And you did your healing hands on me the other night and it left. And I was like, that was so powerful. So I am living and breathing your healing all the time, which is so amazing. Okay, so what happened then with your mom? Because then we're about to do this meditation.
Yeah. So with my mom, when she actually left her body, I was there in the room with her. And it was clear that it was her time to leave. And so she left the body and the whole room lit up with angels.
You could see it?
I could see it. With my inner eyes, I'd learned to be clairvoyant. Wow. I close my eyes and I see all the angels. Like there's an angel right here, for example.
In the room right now?
In the room
right now. It's probably Raphael, my angel.
Archangel Raphael looking at you.
Wow.
I'm just going to say that, Archangel. And here we go.
That's my angel.
Yeah. No wonder.
Okay.
And so I could see it. And then what happened is I dedicated my life to healing. I said, so this is it. I'm going to dedicate my life to healing, to also bridging that world that I was longing to be with.
Wow.
I am bridging this into this world, and I'll help people to feel how it can feel when we're connected to our highest selves, to the other realm, and bringing that other realm in form of energy, manifestation, and guidance into our lives so that we can have a better life.
I have one more question before we do this meditation. I know we spent a bit of time before it, so I wanted you guys to know more about Aria. Why do you think only some people can access the other realms, like you, like me, like certain enlightened beings, and others struggle? Is it because they're still mentally in the place where perhaps you were in their own way when you were going through the darkness, not understanding how to get out, how to change your life? Or perhaps they just weren't curious enough. What is it in your eyes? The reason that somebody can't get out of not being able to be clairvoyant or stuck in the place they are. How come we can see the other realms and they can't?
Yeah, it's a vibrational thing. It literally has to do with vibration. We cannot see clairvoyantly if we're on a vibration that is too low. And you can measure the vibration in the energy field. We're electromagnetic fields. That's what we are. So we can measure the electromagnetic field, vibration. And if the vibration is relatively low, then we're in a dense vibration. And then we only believe in what we see. We're also not as affected by other people's energies, you know. So I like to compare it to a typewriter and a computer. If you're a typewriter, you know, you can be hammered on, you can be thrown down, you know, you're kind of robust. Mm-hmm. But you cannot do as much as a computer can do. A computer
right.
can do a ton, but you can't throw it down. So really, you're just on a low vibration. But the thing is, we can change our vibration at will, anytime, which is what I did there. And so you need two things in order to be clairvoyant or to access the other realm. You need to be able to perceive it in some ways. And for that, you need a higher vibration. And you need to be interested in it. Because if you're not interested physically, the hypothalamus, part of the brain here that is our gateway to consciousness, only lets things into your consciousness that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. So when you were pregnant, you saw all these pregnant women. Do you see any pregnant people now?
No.
If you buy a new car, you have a red Ferrari. You see red Ferraris everywhere.
Yeah. Or if you want one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
But so this is because you become interested in it. And when you become interested, the hypothalamus brings it into your consciousness. Well, it's there all along, but it goes into subconsciousness otherwise. So become interested and raise your vibration. How do you raise your vibration? Yes, these meditations that will do help greatly in raising the vibration. But a simple tool that raises the vibration the best and the quickest is gratitude.
Wow.
It is so powerful. It's taught by all the ancient traditions.
I love to write gratitude every day. I write down my desires and my goals every day as though they're already mine. But first, I write down the gratitude for the things in my life.
Yeah. And so with that, you're tuning your vibration to 350. The work of David Hawkins, his book is called Power versus Force. He showed the vibration of the body. And when your body is anywhere above 350, you're in the high realms where you are happier automatically, where you attract things that you want, not that you don't want, and where you can communicate with the higher realms. Yeah. So gratitude will get you right on that level. And then, you know, add some love to it there and some fun and joy. And you're soon enough at 500, which is where unconditional love is.
Wow. Okay, well, on that note, let's do the meditation. And as we did a bit more on this side of it, what we're going to do is at the end is just let you guys continue into your peaceful place. So I will add all of Aria's handles and tags underneath. underneath at the bottom of our show notes. Where can people find you before we do this meditation? Where can people follow you? And I know you've got an amazing retreat coming up, for example.
Yeah, so yes, I'd love to invite you to the retreat in Hawaii or wherever it is when we're listening to this.
I am so exciting. You always have these beautiful energies in these circles that you put together. People have miracles. They attract the most amazing things. Before we started today's show, you and I were talking about me manifesting a certain thing in my life, and I'm very excited to do that with you. I'll put your handles below. So the retreat, what do you do in your retreats?
That's a breakthrough retreat. A retreat is where we bring all of the aspects together that actually create a breakthrough. We bring a power place. So in this case, you know, for example, Hawaii, we bring a group of high-minded individuals that are already above that level so they can help you raise up there, group energy. We'll bring the powerful teachings that come through me, and we bring energy work. So the teachings are for your wisdom, for your understanding, so you can actually move in a direction. But if you know where to go, that doesn't mean you're able to go there. We still have to remove the blockages. Mm. We have to remove what's holding you back. All of that comes as a package in a retreat. And it's a full-on breakthrough in 4 days. And the fun part about it is, why I love doing these retreats, is it is love and happiness from the first moment on. You're like with your best friends. Everybody loves and brings out the best in each other, because that is our intention. We want to create heaven on earth. And this is a micro trial cosm of heaven on earth. Is what
I love it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's going to be beautiful. All right, yeah. Well, now we know about your amazing work. You also have your Higher Self Mastery. Mm-hmm. And that's your program where people can come and join. What do you offer there?
Yeah, that's an amazing possibility if people want a quick access to the best tools where they can master their energy. Within a week, you have mastered your energy, master their manifestation. So some of the manifestation problems that people always have, that, for example, the things don't come or they come delayed, we'll take care of that with metaphysical tools. So you don't have to worry about being perfect all the time in order to get it. And we help them access their higher self. That wisdom that I'm downloading from, you can access yourself. You can actually access your higher self, which means not your best self. Your best self is what you're going to live into because of that. But the higher self is that part of you that's eternal, that is still in the higher realms and has access to the all-knowing field. So you can know everything when you access that, right? And so that comes with the course. And then it takes you into a membership. We call this Higher Self Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And the course gets you to understand Higher Self Lifestyle, and the membership gets you to live it in that community of like-minded soul that I'm in.
Oh my gosh, I love it. How so magical. Thank you for sharing that. We'll also put a link to that below so you guys can see that. I think it's such a beautiful place to spend your time and start to learn and seek. Like you said, the hypothalamus is only showing you, and the reticular activating system in your brain is only showing you the things that you deem as important, the things that you're into and things you're interested in. So if you go and join communities like that, if you get into spaces like my scripting society, places where you are around other people who also want the same thing, and around teachers who are going to guide you with specific tools. So it sounds like right there and then someone can learn to manifest higher. Tell us one more thing before we do this meditation. Why does somebody have blocks with the thing they want to manifest?
Yeah, good question. Well, there are several reasons. One could be the block could be because you need to learn something. Right. So you need to basically train your muscles. So the block could be a weight that you use in order to get better muscles, right? So then you'll eventually overcome it when you have enough muscles, enough muscle mass, and you overcome it. If that's the case, then all you need is wisdom in order how to navigate that. Wow. The block you'll dissolve. Other reasons could be that block is there because there is a past life or something happened that wasn't aligned, and it's literally hindering you. And most of the blocks are like that. Then that block can be removed as soon as you have a consciousness of where you want to go. I only like to remove the blocks in my life, and I like to do that for others too, that are relevant for my growth. So I may have, let's say, 15 blocks, but if there are only 3 standing in the way of my best self, I'm going to remove only those 3. I don't care about the other ones, right? Because it's all about where you want to go. And so those are the two ways of how we can create blocks, yeah? And another, maybe a third one that's not so common is that you have a sabotager. And that's a tricky one. A sabotager is something that blocks everything in your life. And that comes from a deep sense of unworthiness or maybe dysfunctional upbringing. And when that is the case, we cannot address the blocks, because if we address the blocks, you're constantly healing. You're never going to stop. And you're not getting nowhere. You have to address the sabotager itself. And that is work with the angels, with the higher realms, with your higher self. And once that's gone, it's like a rocket ship. You're going up.
Wow, I love this. So beautiful. Okay, well, on that note, let's do this meditation. Tell us what we're about to do in the meditation and what we're going to feel.
So we are going to take you to a power place in your mind. Remember what your mind can experience, mm-hmm. conceive, mm-hmm. yeah, it will take as reality. So right now, if I'm taking you into a power place, your mind will know that you're, or think that you're in a power place, mm-hmm. yeah? Because our mind cannot distinguish between reality and an imagined event. So therefore, we're using that by going in our minds to a power place. Then we're going to use our attention to direct the energy, and we're going to use our intention to get a specific form of energy out. And in this case, we're going to do healing. So if anybody needs healing, this can be used for healing. Of course, you could use that same principle for money, for, you know, relationships, whatever you'd like.
I love it. Okay, let's get started. We're going to do this for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Let's dive in. We are so excited. Get comfortable, and over to you, Aria.
Beautiful. Take a deep breath with me. Your next breath, send it out through your feet and your perineum between your legs like a shooting laser beam that goes all the way down into the heart of the planet. There's a crystal there. Breathe in from there, from that crystal. Fill yourself up with fresh energy. Do that two more times, sending your breath down through your roots, letting go of old energy that way into the crystal. And breathe in fresh life force, energy, vigor, vitality from the crystal into your body and aura. And one last time. Letting go everything that hinders you right now physically for your physical health. And breathing in now. Fresh physical strength, vigor, vitality. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now connect up through your crown chakra. Visualize you have a light rod up in the middle of your head, and it's going all the way up to source. Your next breath, you're going to shoot up like a whale spouts out. Breathing in. Breathe out through that rod all the way up to source. And you just use your imagination or your intention. Both are good enough. Either one. And breathe in from there. Fresh energy into your body and aura. I'm going to do that two more times, breathing out all the way up to God's source, sending everything up that hinders your perfect health. Breathe in, fresh clarity as of what is necessary for your health, insights. One more time, breathe out all the beliefs, whatever is blocking you from perfect health. Breathe in, clear guidance of what you need. Beautiful. I'm going to do one more step in this breath. Let go of that thought. Focus on your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And now you're going to breathe into that middle of your chest, the heart chakra, from both directions, from the core of the planet and the core of creation. Breathing in from above and below now. And out to above and below. Good. One more time. In from above and below. Breathe in unconditional love. Breathe out what hinders unconditional love. Last time. In unconditional love from above and below. Out. Everything that hinders you. Unconditionally loving. Any bad words you've ever heard, unworthiness, whatever it is. Good. Let it go. Breathe normally. Good, you're docked in now. We're going to call on Archangel Michael for a protection shield. Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael. Please create a protection shield around the person listening to my voice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There is an electromagnetic field around you now that protects you from any influences. This we use when we travel to places, which we're going to do. We don't go without a protection shield. Good. Now we're calling on Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel. Please let the violet flame burn on everybody listening to my voice. This is a violet flame, is an etherical flame that absorbs all negativity and transforms it into positivity. Allow that flame to do its thing. If you've never heard of an inner flame, just go with me and see what it does for you, if you wish. This inner fire continues to burn on your field, in your aura, in your body. And now with your imagination, dear one, follow my voice. Imagine, and if you have a hard time imagining, you just intend yourself there, yeah? Imagine or intend yourself at a beautiful lake. This lake is high up in the Himalayas. It is a green lake. And as you find yourself on that green lake, you notice your feet are on uneven ground. It is a crater lake. You feel a wind. It is kind of cool, but yet it's still warm. And you notice there are other people around you. You're not alone. There are other people here who are coming for healing with you at the same time. Feel the positive intention. Everybody has a positive intention for healing. Behind you, there are green angels. Archangel Raphael and his league of angels are gathering behind you, and that green light from the lake starts to glow. And it starts to glow over you. You find yourself in green now. And it goes behind you and comes back in through the lake. So the light seems to go up like a fountain from the lake. Above you and behind you, underneath your feet and coming back into the lake, creating a torus energy field, T-O-R-U-S. You are now in a torus healing energy field. Set an intention of what you want to heal. Say, I want to feel like this. And state how you would like to feel after this healing. Stay steadfast on that intention. See yourself already healed right now in this moment. This is your intention that will direct the energy. Now I'm using light language to activate this healing together with all the angels and the people that are present here. No, my let everything go that could hinder you right now. You're ready. See from the inside of that fountain or intended a white light coming up, shooting up, spreading all over now. It is a bluish white. It's touching your forehead. It's igniting your purpose. This is why you needed the healing, because you need to ignite this purpose in your life right now. This is what you need to do. Allow it and say yes. With clarity, call in the resources for your purpose to be lived. I am now calling in, you can follow my voice, the resources and the tools and the people I need to fulfill my purpose in life. And I'm calling in my body to be fully healed for that. And so it is. Put the backs of your hands together in prayer mudra. It's like an opposite prayer position in front of your chest. As you're still standing at the lake, the lights are coming down, calming down. They're becoming more soothing. In this soothing energy, your guardian angels are coming close. And you can lean back into your guardian angels just for a moment. Lean into their arms. And as you do this, you're being energized with the highest congruent harmonic energy. Healing energy. Absorb it, let it go in. It's like you're a sponge absorbing the best energies available to you right now. Personal. One more breath. Let go of the hands. Bow down. Say thanks to all the masters and your fellow healing people here present with you. Turn around and walk back into your body, into your room. Click back into your body. Imagine you're just slipping into your body and send your breath through your roots into the core of the planet. This is super important after a travel. You're grounding. Send your breath down through the roots into the core of the planet and breathe in from there. Two more times. Ground. And one more time. Giving grace and thanks for the grace of God to be present here with you. However you may call this force, you don't need to call it God. You can call it love, beauty, higher power. This is the force present here with you now in perfect harmony, and you are healed. And so it is. If you're in agreement with that, say yes and open your eyes.